friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Brief Ethics. My name is Very Reverend David Amakalo, the resident minister of Christ Church, Port Harcourt. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Nyosomwike, the initiator of Brief Ethics.
Greetings to the good people of River State and welcome to the Easter episode of River Takes on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that Easter also means the power of resurrection, which emphasizes the law of sowing and reaping. Our topic today is on Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. During Easter, Christians celebrate the central mystery that defines the Christian faith, which is the suffering, death, and resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is from the miraculous event of the resurrection of Jesus Christ that Christianity draws its essence and inspiration. Christians of all denominations are convinced that without the fulfillment of the promise Jesus made that he will rise from the dead after 3 days, Christianity as a religion would have no meaning, no legitimacy. In his lifetime, Jesus preached the message of sacrificial love, forgiveness, mercy and compassion, non-violence, the brotherhood of all peoples and all that makes for peace and human solidarity. He showed his followers that commitment to the welfare of others, especially the poor and the lowly, is the sure way to true lasting happiness. He demonstrated that authentic religion is not synonymous with ritual elements, but a daily commitment to loving God wholeheartedly and loving one's neighbor as one's self. For Christians, the resurrection represents the power of life over death, the triumph of good over evil, the victory of light over darkness, and the conquest of the forces of hatred by the forces of love. Easter is an occasion for Christians and all men and women of goodwill everywhere to reflect on the paradoxical truths of humanity, namely that it is in giving that we truly receive, it is in dying that we are truly born, and that victory belongs to the meek and humble, not to the proud and loud, whose power is only transient and ephemeral. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he takes us through the topic. He is the Very Reverend David Amakalo, Resident Minister, Christ Church, Port Harcourt. Please enjoy the episode and of course learn all you can from it. There is a drama presentation put together by Princess Amy Alagwa titled Divine Resurgence. Our committed Rivers people, please remember to always let your manner speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Nothing they work for my side again. Everywhere, poporopo, customers, no they come again. Hi! Country they had, life come hard pass. Hi!
Washerman. A penny for your thoughts.
This country had.
Washerman, no go die. What do you think now? Washi, what do you think, Washi?
Woman, you don't put better fear for my body. Don't carry my spirit go where I don't know. Ha! Now when you enter, save me can where I don't know.
Washerman, I have been here for over 2 minutes, but you seem so preoccupied with your thoughts, so I had to bang the table to get your attention back. Honestly, you seem so carried away.
Woman, you no go for compression my matter. My matter is longy. As it be like this now red bar my life. So for the land of the living, nothing they work for me again. Everywhere rough. Hi, me I no fit understand.
Washi, I can feel your pains and worries. I understand. Honestly, we are in turbulent things on earth. It only takes the grace of God and steadfastness to prevail over these trials. Imagine me, who is an orphan, to what I'm passing through. But I have not lost hope because of Christ. See, Washaman, we have to put our faith, hope, and trust in Christ.
Woman, I beg, where you see this hope, if it dash me small, because for my side, it be like, say, hope and a family and all in people don't buy. I know they understand anything again. You still get the ododo to come the Capricorn hope.
Washaman, washi, all hope is not lost. If you believe and have faith in God through Christ, who traveled for us on the cross of Calvary in order to restore life back to humanity, all hope is not lost. There is hope.
Woman, you don't carry your own come again. Ha! I know say Christ buy for cross for us now. Even small pikin of today know that one. How you can't take concern my matter? Where they complain give you? Say hope not day.
Washaman, the resurrection power has always been a cardinal point of salvation for the human race. Your current travails are the reasons Christ died on Calvary and paid the price of sin so that we can be free. This resurrection period and season should be a time of great optimism for believers. It ought to be a season of good news. That's why it's called the gospel. Christ died on the cross of Calvary to take your pains, that you may have peace and joy.
Woman, so you won't tell me say like this, say make I get hope, say it go better pass this. So now waiting you the cap give me, sure?
Of course, yes. Keep believing. Your problems are not insurmountable to God. There is nothing impossible with God. Nothing. What's your problem compared to the shackles of Hades or hell and death that our Lord Christ conquered? Tell me, what is more? What? See, even the power of hell, death, Hades, whatever they are called, could not hold him captive. Death could not hold him captive. He resurrected. So what are we talking about?
Not true. If say Christ not die, then a sure banker say nothing will not fit happen. Because sin are death pass man for earth. But Christ can conquer him.
Yes.
So how I go take commot all this pain? Make her forget hope. Or if it cause more hope, give me.
Washi. Hopeful ground where Christ did, there is hope. Miracles still happen. Signs and wonders every day, every time from God. Salvation. See, you just have to accept Christ as your Lord and King, Redeemer, and Savior, and you will be made right by God. The resurrection power, tap into it. Pray. It will turn around your situation. It will give you the grace to live life above sin, the grace to live life above limitation. And see this hope, it will come and all this pain will disappear.
Woman.
Yes.
Hey, thank you, sake of say you don't give me small hope. Make I use whole body. Hey, I don't ready to accept Christ. Because say, if death not fit hold Christ, then my problems, hey, my matter, na small, yes, where God did.
Small pikiri.
I don't believe.
That's the spirit, my brother. You see, you have done the right thing. I hope they, and you will never be disappointed on this path you are on, never.
Amen.
Remember that even if we travel, we must prevail. Amen. God on our side, with the help of God. I said nothing is impossible with God. It is well.
Amen.
Oshama.
My brother. Welcome. Good
day. Come and take this clothes.
It's your clothes plenty. 30,000.
Yeah, it's okay, can do it.
Okay, thank God, dude. Thank you. Thank you.
30,000 naira.
Yeah, just take it.
You see what I was saying, Washaban? Is this not a miracle?
They work, they work.
Customer, don't they come already? They don't they rush you. 30,000 naira, just like that.
Oh, my, they work.
When they tell you that, they talk. They talk. You just see them. They work, they show.
So you can send me your account number WhatsApp for me.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so thank much. You. Praise the Lord.
Hey, hallelujah.
This drama is titled Divine Resurgence by Princess Emi Alagwa, starring
confidence Ilera as watchman.
His Megosan as customer.
And your baby girl, Princess Amy Alagwa as Uwuma. Written by Visa and Princess Amy Alagwa. It was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Always remember that with God, nothing is impossible. And Christ resurrected, which is our hope. I love you all. Bye-bye. Mwah. Hallelujah.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef 80s on radio. My name is Very Reverend David Amakalo, the resident minister of Christ Church, Port Harcourt. You are welcome to another Easter season, a time we celebrate the victory of Jesus Christ over death. I'd like to speak to us on the message that is captioned, the resurrection power, the resurrection power. I'd like to take the scripture lesson from Matthew chapter 28 from verse 1 through 7. Matthew 28, 1 to 7. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 7. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Father, we ask that you speak your words to our hearts this season. Lift our souls, lift our minds. Help us by the power of your presence, and let your word make a difference in our lives. In Jesus' awesome name we pray. Amen. The resurrection power. God created man in his image and according to his likeness. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 tells us that. But we also recall that man fell from grace as a result of sin. And when man fell from grace because of sin, the fellowship between man and God was actually disconnected. The fellowship was broken. The relationship was no longer standing strong. It is for this purpose and for this reason that Jesus Christ came to mediate and reconcile humanity with God. Because of sin that had created a demarcation between God and man, there was need for reconciliation. There was need for man to come back to God. This is why Jesus Christ came. He took the pains, he took the shame, he took the humiliation, and he paid the price of sin by dying on the cross. Throughout this Easter season and Easter period, we reflect on the death of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The pain he had to take in order to bring life back to humanity. The Bible records from where we have read that after Jesus had been buried at the end of the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre, the grave where he has been laid. And when they came close, they discovered that the stone that was used to close up the grave had been rolled away. Remember that when Jesus Christ said that he will die and on the third day he will rise again, the religious leaders, the chief priests, the elders, they weren't happy at all with that. And they plotted, you know, did everything, their plans to ensure that he did not rise again. They ensured that he did not come back to life. They thought that by sealing the sepulchre and bringing the soldiers to watch over him will actually stop the master from rising again. They kept the soldiers to guard the grave. But the Bible says on the first day of the week, there was a great earthquake. The earth had to shake by the power of the Lord. The Bible says the angel descended. The angel of the Lord came down and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. The scripture records that the security men who were assigned to be there to watch over him, they fell as dead men, and the master left an empty grave to prove his resurrection. The grave could not hold him captive. Let's go for a short break. We'll soon return. God bless you.
Let's face it, the police are doing their best. What you have not asked yourself is, what help have you rendered in the search for criminals? You must help the police to help you. They are your friends, not your enemies. Only those who are criminally minded think that the police are a different breed. Report all suspicious characters to the police so we can rid the society of dubious elements. They alone cannot clean the society. You have a responsibility to assist the police expose crime. A crime-free society is a healthier, happier place to live in.
You're welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is River Ethics on Radio, and my name is Very Reverend David Amakalo, the resident minister of Christ Church, Port Harcourt. We are still on this Easter edition, and I am still talking about the power of resurrection. Jesus Christ died. Jesus was buried. He resurrected from death on the fourth day in order to bring life to humanity, in order to save you from captivity, in order to raise you from the dead. They thought it was not going to be possible, but the power of God brought him back to life because he is God himself. I would like you to know a few things about the power of resurrection. The power of resurrection is so forceful. The power of resurrection is so powerful. Jesus is the Lord and the Master. He went into the grave. He conquered grave. He conquered Hades and took the key of the gate of hell. That grave could not hold him captive. The power of the grave could not stop the master. The power of Hades could not prevent him from rising. The stone that was used to seal the sepulcher, when it was time, according to his message, according to his prophecy, according to his declaration, he came back to life. The Bible says that when the earth shook, even the security men that were on guard, they fell, they surrendered, they became like dead men because they could not stop the Lord. The power of resurrection. I would like you to understand this moment that in the power of resurrection, this power is so transforming. The scripture says when the women who first came to see the Lord saw that the grave was empty, the angel had told them, "You have come to seek the master who was buried. He is no longer here. He is risen, just as he told you." Wow, what a transformational message. What a good news that the women got. It was a news of life, good news of life. It was good news of hope. The women who were waiting in expectation suddenly were so joyful that finally the Lord and Master has risen, just as he declared unto them. The Easter season is a season of good news, the good news of resurrection. And I pray over your life, my dear listener, that as Jesus rose from the dead, and the power of the grave could not hold him captive, and there was good news of revival, there was good news of hope, there was good news of transformation. In your life, may there be good news. In your family, may there be good news. In your business, may there be good news. This resurrection power brings to us the good news of renewal. When these women got in contact with the risen Lord, the good news of his resurrection, oh, their faith was inspired. Their hope was renewed. I pray for you, my dear listener, by the power of resurrection, may your faith be renewed. May your hope be renewed. May you receive a new inspiration to live again. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The scripture says, "And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here." Hallelujah. "He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." And of course, when they went in, they saw an empty grave. They saw an empty tomb. Jesus had changed his location. Jesus has changed his address. He had risen, and he rose indeed from the dead. I speak over your life by the resurrection power. Whatever that seemed to have been dead in your life, whatever that have seemed to have been dead in your marriage, whatever that seemed to have been dead in your business, whatever that seemed to have been dead in your ministry, as you believe in the resurrection power of the Lord, may those things come alive again. May those situations receive new life again. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. by the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, the power of sin was broken. The power and bondage of sin was broken. The law of sin that held man captive was broken. By the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have victory over sin. We have victory over the flesh. We have victory over death. I don't know what you are struggling with. I don't know the habit that is keeping you down. I don't know the situation that is making you, you know, not to love God, not to honor God, not to serve God, not to fear God. I just want you to know this morning that the resurrection power gives you the life and the ability to come back to Jesus Christ, your Lord and your personal Savior. He died that you may rise. He died that you may live. He paid the price of sin to give you freedom. That resurrection power will renew your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let's take a break. We'll come back very soon. God bless you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is River Ticks on Radio, and my name is Very Reverend David Amakalo, the resident minister of Christ Church Port Harcourt. We are still on this Easter edition, and I am still talking about the power of resurrection. Jesus Christ died and rose that you may live. Jesus Christ paid the price that you may be free. Jesus Christ took the pain that you may have peace and that you may have joy. Peradventure, you are listening to me, you are hearing my voice, and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ. It is because of you that he died. It is because of you that he paid the price of sin. It is because of you and I that he went to the cross. It is because of you and I that he took the pains. Remember all that he had to go through just for the salvation of humanity. Remember the shame. Remember the suffering. Remember the lamentation. Remember everything he went through that humanity would be saved. This Easter season, this Easter weekend, brings to us the good news of resurrection, brings to us the good news of hope, brings to us the good news of transformation, brings to us the good news of revival. If you can only believe in the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as your King and Redeemer, as your Maker and Deliverer, that resurrection power will work out great things and mighty things in your life. The same power that brought Jesus from the grave, that power is alive, that power is available, that power can raise you from every situation that has kept you down. The resurrection power, the power that makes alive, the power that renews, the power that restores, the power that gives hope. A contact with Jesus is a contact with the resurrection power. A contact with the Lord is a connection with the power that delivers. A contact with the Lord is a connection to your freedom from today by the resurrection power. Receive the grace to live above sin. Receive the grace to live above limitations of the world. Receive the grace to live above the desires of the flesh. May the Lord help you. May the Lord renew your faith and renew your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Just like the disciples, the angels said to them, "Go quickly. Tell the disciples that the Lord is risen, and he is risen indeed." May you also be an agent that will spread the good news of resurrection. Wherever you find yourself, if you have given your life to Jesus, spread the good news of resurrection. If you have not given your life to Jesus, I give you an open invitation, for he is the Lord and the Master, the King and the Lord, the Redeemer of our lives and our souls. If you give your life to him today, your life will never be the same again. May this Easter season be a season of renewal for you. May this Easter season be a season of revival for you. May this Easter season be a season of hope in your life, in your marriage, in your business, in your career, in your family, and in everything you lay your hands to do. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, we give you thanks for your word we have heard. We give you thanks for everyone that you have brought to listen to this word. May this word revive our lives. May this word change situations in the lives of your people. I pray for my listener, any one of you that is going through difficult situations, by the power of resurrection, receive your deliverance now. Any one of you that is going through challenging times and moments, by the power of resurrection, may your life receive the touch of God. If you are sick, receive the healing message of God. If you are struggling with a habit, may the Lord give you the power to break over that habit and live the life of faith that will bring glory and honor to the Lord and blessing to you and even to your family. In the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you for listening. God bless you. Bye.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.raveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049, or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Rhythm 93.7 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Treasure 98.5 FM 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.